The good, the bad, and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
Hello, Terence.
Hello, Darren.
I saw your email. I know we're going to be talking about SABC today, but here's the deal. I want to throw out, I want to get opinion. I want to get feeling from you listening right now. All right. So I ask you the question, should we, as citizens, have to bail out another parastatal, in this instance, the SABC? Should we be paying our tax money to pay for their mistakes, in actual fact, to bail out our public broadcaster? How do you feel about that? And I'd like you to give us a voice note telling us how you feel about that. 076-251-2360. 076-251-2360. Leave a voice note. Don't forget to leave your name so we can address you.
So the SABC is in trouble again. They're in financial crisis. They sent out a memo saying that although they paid last month's salaries, all its bills cannot be paid. The memo says that the payments from their divisions was more than what they had available. And they've now earmarked payment to essential suppliers like municipalities, telecom, and so on.
And staff, I suppose.
No. Which totaled to 30 million rand. And so they only have 104 million rand in their kitty at the moment. So independent producers are owed about 150 million rand. But after the essentials are paid, the broadcaster only has 74 million rand left. So these producers will not be paid. I've spoken to several production houses and they all have the same feeling. They've done the work, they expect payment, but fear that it won't happen. So we need to ask, how did the SABC actually get itself into such financial dire straits? And it all began in the late 90s when the national broadcasters stopped producing any TV themselves. All those beautiful studios were shut down one by one and all production work was outsourced in a move to create work for formerly marginalized local producers. Now, that was not a bad thing. But what in fact happened was mass nepotism, mass corruption, and the allocating of massive budgets to friends for the making of terrible television.
Yes.
Of course, the details are quite complicated, but in a nutshell, this once revered broadcaster with a great name turned into nothing but a paper-pushing post office of sorts. And now, you know, they finally seem to have ground to a halt, and all independent producers can hope for is that it's not completely dead. So the SABC has changed management hands faster than a pass the parcel at a kid's party. And proving that they're nothing more than a political playground. But nothing could have prepared us for Claudie Motsoeneng, who I believe was the straw that finally broke the camel's back. He was a chief operations officer. He created such havoc during his time with the broadcaster that it initiated Supreme Court intervention as well as led to public outcry over his allegedly dodgy dealings at the SABC. It was even reported in the Sunday paper that Motsoeneng was paid 11.4 million rand in commissions or bonuses for facilitating a 500 million rand deal with MultiChoice to create SABC channels on DSTV. In response, the Broadcasting Electronic Media and Allied Workers Union, BEMAWU, called for his bank accounts to be frozen while the claims were being investigated. Then, of course, this is quite hectic, it emerged that the SABC was allegedly bankrolling ANN7. Which is a TNA.
That's where it starts getting a bit panic.
New Age channel. Yeah, it's the New Age channel, which is owned by the Guptas.
Which many believe is just a propaganda mouthpiece.
100%. So Business Day reported that former SABC acting CEO Phil Molefe corroborated evidence showing that the public broadcaster paid up to 1 million rand for episodes of TNA's morning live breakfast shows. So Molefe said that the SABC covered the cost of flights, accommodation and food for production staff when the briefings took place outside Johannesburg, while TNA kept the revenue generated from those breakfast briefings, the Business Day reported. So here's what I want to know. If the SABC was struggling to make their ends meet, why was money being poured into a channel owned by the controversial Guptas, who just happened to be BFFs with our president? Former SABC contributing editor Vuyo Mvoko confirmed that the claims confirmed these claims when he testified before an inquiry, saying that SABC money had been used to build a rival channel.
Yeah.
So could there have been method in the madness unfolding at the halls and at the SABC? Could Claudia Motsoeneng have been planted there to break the broadcaster so that ANN7 now becomes the government mouthpiece?
Yeah.
Of course, this is just a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And former SABC board chairman Ben Gabani did deny any money changing hands, but admitted that the airing of TNA's Business Breakfast was beneficial to the SABC.
Mm.
So the Guptas benefiting from SABC revenue is just a theory. But given everything that's happening in the political landscape of this country right now, is it that far-fetched?
And it does leave a bitter taste in your mouth now that taxpayers, we, are being asked again, bail out a failing parastatal, another failing parastatal. We all know how important every sovereign should have its own public 100%. Broadcaster. I get that. But at what expense is the question, right?
Yep.
So we ask you again, do you think me, you, us, we should have to bail out SABC once again? Or do you think that the priority of having a parastatal or having a public broadcaster outweighs a little bit of profit here and there? Love to hear from you. Leave us a voice note, 076-251-2360.
Darren, Kerry and Sky. East Coast Breakfast.
So we ask you, how do you feel about having to bail out another South African parastatal, our SABC? How do you feel about that?
The good, the bad and the ugly.
With Terence Pillay.
This is Jethro, and no, we should never bail out any parastatals. The parastatals should be privatized like they're done in most countries in the world and should be run like businesses.
All right. Fair enough.
Lisa, I really don't think we should. We keep bailing out our government, SABC, Eskom, all sorts of corruption issues and people that are blamed, responsible for it, does not carry any consequences for it. Who's going to bail us out? Our citizens, as people on the ground that makes everything happen. Who's going to bail us out when there's nothing left of this country and there's nothing for our children?
It's a good question. How do you qualify for a bailout?
Yeah, you need to be a government agency. But, you know...
My name is Mike from Durban.
How's it, Mike from Durban?
From Speedfit. I just want to say that the SABC is an absolute joke. Well, let me rephrase that. Not the SABC. The administration or management thereof. They are a clown show deluxe. Put people back into the positions that have got the correct qualifications, not something that they bought off the internet or manufactured. People that actually know how to run a broadcasting or a TV, radio, etc. station, facility, stop the corruption. Come on, guys. What next?
I completely understand the sentiment of not wanting to bail out SABC, but maybe if we put it this way, if we do not bail out SABC, we lose everything that is broadcast or produced by SABC, like
100%, you'll lose Generations, Movango, Isidingo, Top Billing, Pasela, 50-50, all those Movango. Shows that have been around for a long time. You will lose that. So it's up to the masses to actually mobilize and
Sky, what do you do? Will you bail out just so that you can get Generations?
No, I wouldn't bail out anyone, but it'll be quite a big shame to lose like such a great soap.
But that's what's
going to
happen if they're not bailed out.
Oh, then I started watching your soapies, Darren.
What, new ones?
Do you
want to come
ones?
Watch Bold with me?
Yeah, I watch Bold. Or whatever your series, the ones that you always talk about.
Legion, Riverdale, all of those. You're going to come watch with me?
Yeah.
Nice.
Ish.
Shame, man. Shame for you guys.
Well, you should be watching them anyway.
All right, listen, if you want to engage with Terrence, you can do so directly. It's at TerrencePillay1 on Twitter or Facebook or email.
Yep. You can email me, Terence at pillaymedia.co.za.
Thanks, Terence.
Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Breakfast.